Good morning. Great to have you with us. And welcome to Legally Speaking with Michael Mulligan of Mulligan, Tam and Pearson. Good morning to you.
Good morning.
This morning, we're going to discuss the Conservative Party of Canada and its legal issues. Let's start with the assertion that the Conservatives are buying likes on Facebook.
That's a fascinating one. And I must say, the Conservative Party has provided just a cornucopia of legal issues over the past few days. The buying likes, I thought, was fascinating. Television reporter Reg Sharon, who determined that somehow he had liked the Conservative Party of Canada on Facebook. For the non-Facebook users, the way that works is if you like a person, a web page, or a cute photograph, you can go on and like it. You click on a little thumbs up button.
That's how you like it.
That's how you like it. And then the Facebook will keep track of how many people liked a particular story or a particular companies or political parties' web page, for example, on Facebook. And what this reporter discovered is that somebody said to him, look, you appear to have liked the Conservative Party of Canada. I didn't know you were a supporter of theirs. And he was shocked and went on and checked his Facebook account and determined that, sure enough, he had apparently given them a thumbs up.
An endorsement, essentially.
That's exactly it. And he said, look, I would never do that. I'm a reporter. So he wound up looking into it, and he found another individual who had the same thing happen to them. So he made inquiries of the political parties, the Liberals, Conservatives, Green, and so forth, to ask whether they're doing anything to purchase these endorsements from people that they weren't intending to give. The Liberals, Green, and NDP all said no, they weren't. They buy advertising, but not fake likes. The Conservative Party Director of Communications, Corey Han, responded by saying it's an internal party matter. So not responding to that, and it appears, at least on those accounts that he reported on, that's what was happening. Now, all of that, I was interested to hear it from a legal perspective.
I just want to go back and how this reporter, you know, how do you inadvertently like the Conservative Party on Facebook? How do they rig it if that's what's happening?
That's the thing. And that's why there is a legal implication to what appears to be going on here. There are companies who will, for a fee, use malware installed on other web pages. So when a user goes to, you know, click and play that cute cat video, what it in fact winds up doing is using their Facebook account to without the user's knowledge, endorse whoever is paid the company for that.
So you think you're endorsing the cute cat video?
Well, you may not think you're endorsing anything. You might think you're
just
watching.
On it.
You just clicked on a cat video,
wow.
and in your clicking, the malware has caused you to go and give the thumbs up to the Conservative Party of Canada for others to see. Because, of course, there's the reason political parties would be keen on this is that Facebook would keep track of how many people have liked them. And people can even, depending on your privacy settings, see who you've endorsed. So their hope would be, you know, perhaps somebody looking at the Conservative Party Facebook page might say, well, gee, you know, my friend Reg Sharon has said that they're endorsing them. There must be something, some merit. Now, the legal problem is this, and this part hasn't been analyzed. It's actually a criminal code offense to use a computer when you're not authorized to do so. It's section 342.1 of the criminal code, and the heading is unauthorized use of computer. And it makes it a crime punishable either by up to 10 years in jail if preceded with by indictment or a summary conviction offense to fraudulently and without color of right obtain directly or indirectly any computer service or by a variety of different means intercept directly or indirectly any function of a computer system. So if you've got somebody who is not just, you know, let's say the Conservative Party had their staff members sitting around making up fake accounts and then saying positive things about the Conservative Party. That might be sort of a pathetic activity, but
this could be a criminal one.
Criminal. Whereas if what you're doing is using a service which is fraudulently using other people's computer so that when you think you're playing the cat video, in fact, what it's doing is taking control of your machine and giving the thumbs up to the Conservative Party of Canada. That may actually be a crime under the criminal code. The other potential implication is that we now have what's called the anti-spam legislation, which is designed to prevent a number of things, including sort of bulk email advertising. That legislation in Section 8 also prohibits installing computer software on or sending an electronic message from a computer system unless you have the express consent of the owner of the computer to do that. So the company who's doing that may also be in violation of the anti-spam legislation if they're causing your computer to, without your express consent, endorse a political party.
Could this be the next robocall scandal?
It has that flavor, right? And the response from the party saying, you know, that's an internal matter, I think probably says it all. So I don't know whether this will be pursued by the as a criminal matter or under the anti-spam legislation, but it may well be.
CFAX listeners, what do you think about what you're hearing? Join our conversation here on Legally Speaking, 250-386-1161, star 1070 on your cell phone. You can email us, talk at cfax1070.com. You can also find us on Facebook. I imagine both the NDP and Liberal operatives listening are going to be on your advice here. Patrick Brazeau, we knew this was coming. Remind our listeners what this is about.
Yes, Patrick Brazeau is the former Conservative senator who was appointed by Mr. Harper, and he's run into a number of legal challenges, including one similar to Mr. Duffy's legal challenges in terms of his housing expenses. That trial hasn't yet occurred, but he had a separate criminal trial which was proceeding that moved closer to being concluded this week. He was charged with assault, allegedly pushing a woman down some stairs, and then sexual assault. She alleged that he sexually assaulted her as well. That case, she had testified, that was complete, and Senator Brazeau was scheduled to testify this week. He, however, managed to resolve the case with the Crown in Quebec. He wound up entering a guilty plea to a charge of simple assault rather than sexual assault and to a count of possession of cocaine. And then both lawyers, the prosecutor and the defense counsel for Senator Brazeau.
Once again, who appointed him?
Brazeau was appointed by Harper.
Mm-hmm.
And they both made a joint submission for what's referred to as an absolute discharge. The judge has reserved their decision in order to consider that proposal. The implication of an absolute discharge, if the judge agrees to grant that, is that Senator Brazeau would be deemed not to have been convicted of the offenses of assault or the cocaine possession, which would assist him likely in terms of returning to the Senate. He has separately outstanding an impaired driving charge. And he still has outstanding other charges like Mr. Duffy in terms of improperly claimed housing expenses. But in terms of the sexual assault trial that he was facing, that certainly appears to be good news for Senator Brazeau in that it avoids a conviction for sexual assault. And if the judge accepts what's proposed, it would avoid him winding up with a criminal record as a result of the cocaine and the simple assault that he's pled guilty to.
Michael, do you think that Canadians are disassociating these trials with Stephen Harper? He's doing pretty well in the polls. And, you know, despite the Duffy trial, which is on a break now, and what we're hearing about Patrick Brazeau, do you think that people are not making the link?
Well, that's hard to say. I mean, I think that the Duffy trial was well reported upon. People were aware of that. The Conservative Party's response to these things is sort of, well, these are just individuals, you know, they're no longer members of the Conservative Party. But the essence of the concern here is we've now got significant collection of individuals. We've got several senators, including Patrick Brazeau, Mike Duffy, we've got Pamela Wallen. There's another fellow at a trial this week who's a former senior political advisor to Mr. Harper, Bruce Carson. He's got a trial for influence peddling, which ran this week, and the decision was adjourned. So you've now got this substantial collection of individuals who are facing criminal charges, who were appointed by Mr. Harper. And the charge I would expect to be leveled by those seeking to replace him would be one of judgment in terms of the people that he's appointing. You can't, of course, control everything that people are doing, but when you have a large group of individuals who have been appointed, who are charged with various crimes, that may be cause for concern about the judgment of appointing them.
You're listening to Legally Speaking with Michael Mulligan of Mulligan, Tam and Pearson. More to come, and we're going to take some calls right after this.
Email talk at CFAX1070.com. Pamela McCall on CFAX 1070. When news breaks, Victoria counts on CFAX 1070.
This is just coming into the newsroom. Police are reporting.
If it's happening, it's here. Victoria's News Authority, CFAX 1070.
A shared passion for power, performance, and innovative techniques? That's Integrity Sales in Husqvarna. As a Husqvarna dealer, Integrity Sales carries all Husqvarna power equipment. From brush cutters, weed eaters, chainsaws, lawnmowers, lawn tractors, to a full line of parts and accessories. Count on Integrity Sales to keep you working efficiently with the power of Husqvarna. Integrity Sales, your Greater Victoria authorized Husqvarna dealer. 2180 Keating Cross Road, where the professionals shop.
Island Bakery presents another slice of life.
Baking bread is like a personal journey through a fine, productive day. We begin by rising. We work with our hands. We shape our lives. We know that even when the heat is on, some good will come of it. And finally, we take a slice of what we did and we feed our dreams for the next day. Bread, like the challenge of a new day, is the sustenance of life.
Island Bakery, from their family to yours, delivered fresh daily.
Stop punishing yourself for buying the wrong mattress. It's never too late for a faucet.
Hi, I'm Dwayne from Faucet Mattress. Do yourself a favor and come and see how affordable all-natural, locally made mattress can be. Our open concept allows you to see them being made while you test different styles and firmnesses. We even make all-natural crib mattresses.
Sleep naturally with Faucet Mattress. Proudly handmade in Victoria at 408 John Street. Online at fawcettmattress.com.
Employee pricing ends September 30th. You don't want to miss this one.
It's the best and freshest lineup we've ever had.
The Ford Fusion comes in EcoBoost, hybrid, and plug-in hybrid.
It's a beautiful car.
Rearview camera, air conditioning, and hands-free sync are standard on the new Ford Focus.
Ford employee pricing also includes the Mustang.
You pay what I pay. It's that simple.
Ford employee pricing ends September 30th. Over 500,000 Canadians have taken advantage of employee pricing since 2005. When you can still pay what we pay, it's easy to get into a Ford. See Ford.ca for details.
Being a mom, securing my home and protecting my family is a priority. I also want the peace of mind of knowing that in any emergency, I can push a button and get help.
This is the Alarm Force Central Station. We are receiving a panic alarm. Is everything okay?
I feel secure knowing Alarm Force is there for me.
Stay secure in your home with live two-way voice from Alarm Force. The fastest and most informed response available.
Call 1-800-267-2001. Alarm Force.
SignatureVacations.com.
Experience Riutopia, offered exclusively by Signature Vacations at Riu Hotels and Resorts. Canada's favorite all-inclusive? Absolutely. Enjoy direct flights featuring champagne service to popular sun destinations. Book by September 18th and save up to 40%.
The perfect getaway is just a click away. It's absolutely all-inclusive. SignatureVacations.com.
Living life to the fullest. Lifestyle with Patty Mack. Saturdays at 1 on CFAX 1070. The biggest news events, the stories in our community. She has it covered. Pamela McCaw on CFAX 1070.
Good morning. Welcome back to Legally Speaking with Michael Mulligan of Mulligan, Tam and Pearson. We're talking about the Conservative Party of Canada and several legal issues swirling to the phones. And Bob, good morning, Bob. You're on CFAX. Thanks for calling.
Yeah, would I be able to talk about a municipal situation at all?
It depends on what it is.
Well, it's about the sewage treatment.
Go ahead and we'll see if we can address it. It's a little off topic, but let's try.
Well, it is, but it still enrages a lot of taxpayers here. We had a situation where Denise Blackwell, who's a councillor out in Langford, became the chair of the CRD sewage program, and she had closed-door sessions, wouldn't take any input, and blew off $100 million of taxpayers' money. And I'm just wondering, as a taxpayer, is there any recourse for this? Because if you did this in the private sector, you'd probably be in jail. Mm. And it doesn't seem like we didn't even get a paperclip for the $100 million. I mean, we must be number one on the hit parade for incompetent municipal politicians. It's incredible. I'm not even going to get into the Blue Bridge.
Well, let's put this to Michael Mulligan, see if he can answer that. Thanks, Bob.
Well, I suppose the answer to some of those things are political, ultimately, right? That's the best we have. But not criminal. You might want to, on the Facebook front, to make sure you haven't gone and endorsed whatever municipal issue you don't think much of. You should, if you're concerned that you may have been duped by this sort of malware into liking something you're not supportive of, you should go to your Facebook account. Check the activity log and your settings, and then you can look at one of the settings. There are pages that you've liked.
Yes.
And you may want to go there and have a look to see whether you've been duped by this sort of malware into liking something you're not supportive of. The other thing you may consider doing is going to the page. If you know that some of these organizations are buying likes in this fashion, you can see, depending on their privacy settings, whether friends of yours have been duped into liking things as well, so you can alert them.
Hi, Terry. You're on CFAX 1070. Thanks for calling.
Hi. This is shocking. I mean, this goes hand in hand with the election fraud that this party committed, not once, but twice. Once federally and once provincially. It just shows a complete lack of respect for Canadians. I mean, this people should be getting out their pitchforks. I honestly don't know how this party stayed in power after it was proven that they did indeed commit election fraud. To me, that should be, you are out now. And now they're doing this. I mean, it just shows a complete lack of respect for Canadians.
Thanks, Terry. Michael, what do you make of that?
I think from a moral point of view, you're exactly correct. This sort of activity is just morally reprehensible. Using people in this way to get endorsements which you didn't earn from them, in addition to the criminal law aspect, in my judgment, that's just really totally inappropriate behavior.
Hi, Mike. You're on CFAX 1070. What do you think?
We just got into my car and turned on the radio, and I just thought I wanted to jump in on something because I don't really know what the conversation has been about, but it's about the law. The one thing that really aggravates me is this lady who does not want to have her face uncovered while she does the citizenship thing. Does that mean then I can put a mask over my face and go in and get my driver's license or my passport so you don't know who has got it?
Let's see if Michael wants to wade into the NIHAB question.
Sure. No, it doesn't mean that. The basis for the court decision finding that a person has the right to wear the NIHAB in a citizenship ceremony is that would be a sort of a genuinely held religious belief. I think it's clear, though, that if there's a security issue, if you need to identify whether who a person is, are they the person in their passport, the person can be required to remove that so they can be identified, but that might require some accommodation. You might want to do it in private, have another woman do the identification.
Let's get to Don. Thanks for waiting, Don. You're on CFAX.
Yeah, good morning, Pamela, and to you, Michael. Harper holding the highest office of the land, so to speak, and I believe he's a trained lawyer, and for him to use the law or breaking the law seems to be an option, kind of like catch me if you can, sort of an attitude with the taxpayers of Canada. I think this is the first for Canadian history. I've actually lost track of how many members of the PCs are, you know, being summoned to court for a number of reasons. And yet, the Prime Minister, I believe, I don't think I can prove it, he has no hesitation losing the law for political gains, such as, I think here in Victoria, Health Canada issued a letter, a threatening letter to these pot shops mm-hmm. if they continued business. I'd be really surprised if it couldn't be traced back to the PM's office. So I just can't believe it that he's of a frame of mind. He's an educated man that he can use a country and the taxpayers of Canada for his agenda.
Sorry, Don, didn't mean to cut you off there.
Well, I should say, first of all, I need to defend the honor of the legal profession. I don't believe Mr. Harper is a member of the legal profession.
Mr. Mulcair is.
Mr. Mulcair is, but I don't believe Mr. Harper is. I should say it is quite remarkable that in the course of an election campaign, there are multiple criminal trials going on. We had just before the election campaign started, we had the images of a conservative MP being let out of the court in shackles over election fraud. It's really pretty remarkable that we're now sort of halfway through this election campaign and we've been discussing multiple people associated with that party facing criminal charges. That is really remarkable.
Ron writes in, I know Harper appointed these people, but what were they like at the time of their appointment? I.e., were they of bad character, corrupt, dishonest back then? Number two, have any Liberal senators changed? Number three, can we hold Mr. Harper accountable for how someone changes?
I mean, I think that's fair. You're going to have a lot of people that you're going to be appointing. One of the individuals on facing trial this week, Bruce Carson, one of the senior advisors to Mr. Harper, he apparently had a previous criminal record, including for fraud and other matters prior to his appointment. He says he was upfront about those things and nonetheless appointed by Mr. Harper. But it's fair to say that you're not going to have complete control over everyone you appoint and all members of your party. You know, it's not Mr. Harper who was urinating in the cup while fixing the dishwasher. That's not fair. But when you have a large number of people who are in that spot, it's a legitimate question to ask whether there's appropriate judgment being exercised when these people are being appointed.
Wow. Okay. Well, thank you for that vivid description there. And in fact, it happened. We all know that well. You're going to be watching the debate, listening to it clearly on CFAX tonight, yes?
Yes, it should be fascinating. I'm looking forward to hearing it.
5 o'clock tonight, CFAX 1070 will be carrying the Leaders Debate, the Globe and Mail Debate, live here, so you don't want to miss that. Fascinating again, Michael. Thank you.
Thank you.
Michael Mulligan of Mulligan, Tam and Pearson.